The Brady Report.
It is a Wednesday. G'day, Ender.
Morning, fellas. Morning, everyone.
Let's talk about four soldiers being arrested.
Yeah, this is a big story. It's all over the front pages. Arrested under the Terrorism Act, would you believe? There is a banned far-right group, which the papers call a neo-Nazi group, called National Action. Now, they were banned a year ago. They were made a proscribed organization, meaning that membership of them would be a criminal offense. Police moved in today, and they've arrested four serving members of the British Army, two 24-year-olds, a 22-year-old, and a 32-year-old. Arrests made in East Anglia, one in the Midlands, and one actually in Cyprus at RAF Akrotiri, on suspicion of the preparation or instigation of acts of terror. And these are serving soldiers in the UK Armed Forces.
Not good. Kate has won damages.
Yeah, this is against a French magazine called Closer. It goes back to September 2012. Kate and William were on holidays at a beautiful property in the south of France owned by the Queen's nephew. And they were holidaying privately. And someone using a long-distance lens, a zoom lens from about 2 kilometres away, took pictures of Kate topless. Now, they ended up in this magazine. The end result is they had to pay damages today to the Duchess of Cambridge and her legal team of about $200,000.
And Chris Froome?
Yeah, big day in the cycling today. La Vuelta a España, it's called. It's the Tour of Spain. Just a few days left to go. Froome won the stage today. Only twice before has a cyclist won the Tour de France and the Vuelta in the same year. Froome's bidding for history this weekend. He has a substantial lead now. Barring any disasters, he should make history this weekend in Madrid.
Gotta love Froome. Good on you, Ender. You'll be back with Ollie this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.